Appliance Discounters is a locally owned company that began with one location in Webster Groves, Missouri in 2009 and has grown to six locations covering Missouri and Illinois. We always offer the lowest price on all appliances for our customers. We carry in-box and out-of-box new appliances at drastically lower prices than any competitor. We purchase our appliances direct and buy the truckload to receive the lowest price from the manufacturers and then pass the savings on to you. That's how we came up with our motto, our savings are your savings. Shop us at the ApplianceDiscounters.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug. You know what this is, don't you?
No.
Travel. Chris Stapleton.
Is that who that is?
Plowhawk, are you a Chris Stapleton guy? Or are you traveling with widespread panic this summer?
No, I could see me chilling at the crib with this, though, so.
Playing a little college football 2012?
Yeah, just had me a West Virginia diney.
Uh-oh.
Looks like that was a Freudian slip.
You just had me a West Virginia diney?
Yeah,
is that what you just said?
Dynasty, Doug, yes.
Oh.
It's college football.
Oh, because you like Tavon and Stedman?
I think I just missed them. It's 2013. So get a good core group. My running back's really good. I created Marshall Faulk, and he's killing it right now. 1,300 yard, Doug.
On West Virginia?
Yeah, I just, I like
Marshall
to make...
Faulk playing for West Virginia in 2012, Doug.
I thought he went to San Diego State.
In 1992.
But, yeah.
It could be Faulk Jr. You never know.
Right.
Okay.
Regardless, 1,300 yard, 22 touchdowns, Doug.
You're really playing...
Why would it matter what team you have if you can invent any player you want?
It all matters
you
about...
You love trips to Morgantown, burning couches.
Yeah, it's all about the atmosphere, Cat. A good stadium, great jerseys. You know, Big 12 isn't great, but I think I'm going to move myself to the SEC in a couple years when they get the invite and go from there.
You think West Virginia is going to get in the SEC?
Well, I can make that happen, Doug.
Can you?
Okay, so absolutely. It really doesn't matter what conference, what team.
No,
what
it doesn't. It doesn't at all.
Can you really get
just
into
like the uniforms?
Yep.
Can you really get into football, even if it's just video games this time of year?
Doug, this is like my 100th dynasty, so yes. The answer
you
is
can.
Yes, I can.
All right.
I think this guy's got it all figured out. I really do.
He seems happy with things.
Exactly. What's the name of the game?
Happiness
baby.
Is the name
that's
of
it.
The,
yeah, dopamine. Give me that dopamine.
Okay.
And also fraying dotum.
I agree with that. Billboards all over this land. So Chris Stapleton will be at Lou Fest, and Inside STL has partnered with Lou Fest for the two-day concert festival, September 10th and September 11th, to provide an exclusive experience for our listeners. I understand we've already sold 100-plus tickets.
Really?
So it'll be TMA listeners and InsideSTL.com readers, dedicated bathrooms, a lounge area with outdoor TV, streaming the live show and sporting events, private cash bar, yard games, and, of course, we will be there as well. For the same price as regular admission, you can purchase 1 or 2 day tickets through InsideSTL.com. All you got to do is enter the password free dotum. Chris Stapleton will be there. I've been wanting to see Chris Stapleton here for a few months. He was in St. Louis about a month ago, but I was already out of town for the 4th of July weekend. And he will be at Lou Fest on the weekend of September 10th, September 11th, along with LCD Sound System, is Lauryn Hill, Band of Horses, The Big Gigantic, and many, many more. The special ticket link is live on InsideSTL.com. Bomber O'Brien's going to be providing a free shuttle and food and drink specials before and after the show as well. It's Lou Fest coming up in about a month, Doug.
It's sort of a precursor to the big Tim Fest that the city will throw for your birthday.
Right. There's a certain buzz about that.
Where's that being held? The Jewel Box?
Probably a suite at the Palazzo.
Okay.
No, it's at Under the Arch.
Oh, yeah, the State of Tim.
State of Tim.
All right.
What is the State of Tim right now?
Strong to quite strong era.
Will you give the lobotomy speech?
My father wanted my sister to have a lobotomy, and a lobotomy she had.
Okay.
And what two words will you utter if the sound system isn't working?
Yes, yes.
All right, we caught up on Tim.
Yeah, see, there it is. We don't really need to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Tim, seeing as you're a cool and St. Louis is officially debauchery king, I need your advice. My wife's hoth 24-year-old sister is moving in with us. What is the appropriate timeline before playfully suggesting the less popular MFF? 24 hours, 2 days, maybe a week tops. Doug, thoughts? Tim, you're the best. Thanks in advance. That's from a former media member, man.
I think you better not ever suggest that. If you value your marriage, I think that's probably a question that you better not ever broach.
I'm pretty much up for anything. I kind of draw the line at water sports, but
I don't really understand that. I don't want to understand.
Like water skiing, you won't do?
Don't ask. Don't be a rube.
Have you ever tried to water ski?
No. I don't get down to the Lake of the Ozarks as much as I'd like.
Well, there are
water
other lakes.
Skiing's fun.
Well, then why don't we go down to the Lake of the Ozarks?
Done.
I'm pressed
let's
for time.
Let's leave now.
See? You say let's go water ski, and then I offer
well, but I've already done it. I just think you need to try it.
Well, okay. It's not the kind of thing where you do once and that you put it in the
with
on
my
the list
shoulder issue? Just... Really? You want me to try water skiing with my shoulder issue?
How about this? You and Tim get a tube and you go together.
What about we just do the river to pair? I bet there's enough water in there.
There
with
isn't.
All the
there isn't.
Anyway, answer the question.
Okay.
The guy.
I did answer the question. This is not something that he should ever approach.
Yeah. Like I said, I draw the line at water sports, although I guess I'm willing to negotiate. But incestuous play is not something that this show can recommend.
No.
And I can't imagine the sisters being on board with that.
I can't.
And quite
even.
Honestly, as I said, I'm into a lot of things. That doesn't even remotely do it for me.
No. Wouldn't that make for some very...
Find somebody else to have a threesome with.
Uncomfortable and awkward Thanksgiving dinners and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Tim, I saw him in Florida over Memorial Day. He was better than advertised.
He mean Chris...
I believe so. Sometimes we have to try and guess what the text means.
Would you rather see this or Christopher Cross, who's making a big comeback?
Oh, it's selling! He's still around, is he?
He's going to have a big
Chris Cross is not, interestingly enough, despite being 40 years Christopher Cross is a junior.
Chris Cross, one of the members, I think, is deceased. I was always,
it is. I think it was the Daddy Mac. Approach.
I was always confused, in, as I know you were, which was the Mac Daddy and which was the Daddy Mac.
I don't know.
They wore their overalls backwards.
To the
statement.
Yeah, because Inside Out is wiggity, 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 back.
Okay.
Was that 92?
I don't know.
It's wonderful.
It's a lot of dates that I don't know.
Kind of a one-hit wonder with Jump, but I felt like they had a couple other jams. Plowhawk, can you find out some more crisscross music? Maybe we'll play that. We have Recumbel coming up at 8:30. That's brought to you by Hot Shots. And
Ride Like the Wind. Was that Christopher Cross or Chris Cross? I always get them.
Arthur's
sure?
theme. Christopher Cross or Chris Cross?
Chris Cross looked like a serial killer to the point where his debut album, the powers that be at the recording label, decided not to have him appear with a picture anywhere.
He looked a little like Meatloaf, didn't he?
And he had this beautiful voice, and he sang about beautiful things. And they were like, let's not include it. And he was probably like, no, I'm excited about albums doing well. Hey, guys, I noticed you didn't put my picture on there. Oh, that's an oversight.
That's right.
Yeah, we've kind of had that same strategy with this show. I don't know if anybody's noticed it.
Well, they put us on a T-shirt many moons ago.
Yeah,
they made us look
somehow
good.
Made me look more repulsive. Plowhawk, do you have any Chris Cross or Christopher Cross? I like that Arthur's theme. And he says, if you get lost between the moon and New York City, what does that mean?
I don't. They're just trying to find words to and make rhyme is all.
What about this? Ride Like the Wind. It is the night. My body's weak. I'm on the run. No time to sleep. Didn't really rhyme.
Didn't
great,
really but. Rhyme, but he went with it anyway, figuring you wouldn't care. Plowboy's actually going to look up the lyrics now. No, he's.
He let's hear some. We let's hear about. Some Christopher Cross or Chris Cross. That's what this show could use to spice it up a little.
I agree.
It to the next level.
Nurse.
Now, growing up, Nancy, I lived right across the street from the Cross family.
Caden.
No, Irv Cross.
No, it was Greg Cross and his sister Shelley Cross.
How were they?
They were just fine. They were just delightful little kids.
Did you know that John Cena and the Bella Twins, along with Mankind, Mick Foley, were on the Nickelodeon Teen Awards?
I heard that.
Take a listen to Sailing. And it starts off here, and then listen to this. This is wonderful right here.
It's like a little...
Now you feel like you're on the water,
yeah,
don't you?
It does feel.
I feel like I'm on a cigarette boat at Party Cove with a thrice divorcee smoking a menthol.
Doug, is that a carp over there?
Is that a gentleman Hoosier over there?
He's got a little bass.
Wow, he has a lot of gold jewelry. He must be old money. This water, refreshing.
And the water, you can feel the water undulating around us.
Yeah, I do feel it.
But they said no to his picture. You can't put your picture on
there. Doug, hand me a Bud Light, please. Just one.
I'm going to have a Limerita, actually. Look, I'm taking my top off.
You don't like the Lake of the Ozarks, do you?
I would love to go to Lake of the Ozarks and jet ski with you, but you shot me down.
Well, jet ski, that's more fun than water skiing.
Really?
Doug, did you bring the barbecue chip?
I didn't.
See, we're painting a picture here with the help of Christopher Cross. Listen to this, Doug.
Oh.
The canvas is the sail.
Yeah, is that what it is? The canvas can do miracles. What kind of miracles can it do?
Well, it can sail right into the wind. You can quarter against the wind.
Nice. This is good answers.
Coming about, Hardly.
Oh, nice.
Huh? Nautical.
What is that in the back? What instrument is that?
Harpsichord.
I think you're right. Wonderful.
Soon I will be free.
Is this a guitar or is it a harpsichord?
Sitar. Probably a sitar.
Sitar. You're correct. It's Calcutta. It was recorded in studios in Calcutta.
It's the only top 40 hit to use a sitar and a harpsichord in the same song.
Fantasy, it gets the best of me when I'm sailing. Interpret that.
Mm-hmm. It's just nice, pleasant words he's using to sell a song. He probably made millions off this tune. Not to be any deep meaning to it. He's just trying to. He came up with a melody, and then he's okay, we got to come up with some words to go with it. And that's what he came up with.
Beautiful.
Tim, make sure to lotion Doug's lower back when you guys are at the lake. Thanks. Hunchback of Lancaster. You get burnt on your lower back, bro?
Sometimes. Usually on the shoulders. See, I kind of like the Lake of the Ozarks.
Well, let's go down there and jet ski or water ski. Either one is good.
Where do you stay,
me.
Doug?
Well, my parents lived there in retirement. They lived down there by the Lodge of the Four Seasons. Had a house. It was nice.
Ooh.
It was fun.
So you go there and you just...
I don't go there now, but I did when they were alive.
Why don't we go down there today?
Well, I'm pressed for time.
Why don't you keep the house as a keepsake for the kids?
Well, we...
Family heirloom.
Thought
kids,
about that.
Your vacations are set for the rest of your life. We want the money.
We thought about that, but it's not so easy to keep a house up at a lake. It becomes...
Tim and I would have gone down there and fixed it up.
Yeah, I would have hired somebody.
Especially for your boys. We like your boys.
Mm-hmm. They're good boys. John Gray.
They deserve a family vacation spot.
Well, it doesn't have to be the same place all the time, does it?
Yes, because that's family.
They died at a time when my kids were very little. I didn't have time to run down there every weekend.
Would you have to anchor?
With that, yeah.
And I get a handyman or something. Hey,
just to hang, just to
Schneider,
live
one
there.
Day at a time.
Not to live there, but their services. Hey, keep an eye on the house. Make sure the shutters are closed tight. And Febreze it before we come down.
Yeah.
If you could, just a little bit, change the linens out.
If it were that easy, maybe we would have.
Seemed
I'm
easy.
Still having nocturnal emissions.
My dad was in that house one night, watching TV, and maybe I told you this, and the air conditioning register started to jiggle at the floor while he's watching TV just across the room. There's a jiggling air conditioning vent, and he starts to get wondering what the hell's going on. And pretty soon it rises up, this vent, and a raccoon sticks his head out. It came right up to the air conditioning vent.
We've had a lot of problems with raccoons in your family.
Oh, my God, yeah.
There was that incident up in the attic where there might have been a little monkey business.
We had five raccoons in the attic. Sure we did.
Boys, I have a yacht at the Lake of the Ozarks. I can take you all to Party Cove. That comes from Biff.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the yacht.
And normally I would go, oh, this is one of our listeners making something up. But Biff, he is a single gentleman. He has that condo overlooking Busch Stadium.
I know him.
And he spends, boy, he balls so hard. Maybe we should do a remote from Biff's yacht at the Lake of the Ozarks.
I think we should.
We should.
He takes people out on that sometimes.
I bet there's a lot of hooers.
That guy lives a nice lifestyle.
He does.
Hey, look who is on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. The Appliance Discounters with 6 St. Louis area locations. And you can find them all at theappliancediscounters.com. Look who it is, because he made a billboard possible, and all of St. Louis is talking about it this morning. I-44, just west of Hampton, and now I-55 at Bayless. Where will the next one pop up, Doug? It's the hashtag Freedotum billboard with the home loan expert's name right there on it. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who made it possible, Ryan Kelly. Good morning, Ryan.
I got to tell you, about 5:30 yesterday afternoon, my phone just started going crazy. Now I know what it's like to be Tim McKernan. I've never gotten so many notifications in a short amount of time, and they still go. I got a lot of traction, because I just got to go on the record real fast. I look at Doug like a father figure to me. He's a mentor, and he's someone that I try to be more like every single day. So I want to, just for the record, let you know, this is no way attack on my good friend Doug, but more of just getting behind the movement. I'm a big fan of second chances.
Yep.
I've gotten a lot of them through my life, and if people wouldn't have given me a second chance, there probably wouldn't be a guy on the radio right now that runs a big, successful mortgage company. I'd be sitting underneath a bridge somewhere eating leftover food out of a trash can. I'm Ryan Kelly. I'm the home loan expert. I answer any questions you have, but I'll tell you this. You're just seeing it in the beginning. The movement's strong. I'm behind the boys. I'm behind it. And we got a lot of things planned over the next few weeks.
And we agree that we agree with you that Doug is a stubborn old coot.
You know, this gentleman was just as vile as could be.
Well,
you're aware of some of the stuff.
Sometimes we all have a bad. Sometimes we have. Well, I'm aware now because Tim McKernan was so kind to tag my personal Facebook page on the post. I got people from my church, people from my family.
You got a little taste of it, didn't you?
My nieces are 14 and they're screenshotting stuff that was been put on Twitter over the years.
Oh yeah.
You'll regret
what you've done, my friend.
I actually did a charity golf tournament yesterday afternoon, and right about that 16th hole is when it all started. And I was with the guy from CBS Outdoor that does the billboards.
Yeah.
When I called him up to tell him on Friday, I had an idea. Here's what I want to do. He wasn't a listener to the show. I'm sorry to hear that, but I can promise you he is now.
Yes.
And he's like, so you just wanted to say free dotum. That's it. I'm like, we'll put a logo on it. And he's like, whatever. I think it's a waste of money. I'm like, whatever. Let me show you how to do your job.
Yeah.
And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he texted me this morning. He's like, probably the most popular billboard we've ever had. I'm like, what are you saying? You want me to sell billboards? I got to do mortgages. You do billboards.
Probably the most popular billboard we've ever had.
How do you know? How do you know that a billboard is popular? Just by the feedback?
I would assume that the Outfront Media, old CBS Outdoor, is probably getting pretty blown up about it. Maybe good, maybe bad, maybe all of the above, but he's never heard so much or gotten so much traction off a billboard in the past.
Look at that, Doug. Awesome. Look at that, Doug. Now, how do you mean? Why don't you liberate him right here?
Hey, Ryan Kelly, Doug, I got to ask you one time.
What?
Any. I mean, I've already given your props. Everybody knows how I feel about you, but is there even a chance yet, day one or day two here, we're at day two of the billboard campaign, any chance that you'd be willing to reconsider that lifetime suspension?
I will not. My mind has been made up.
My word.
Working on you. I know the older you get, the more stubborn you get.
Yep.
And, I don't take no for an answer. I'm pretty good at just pushing my way until I get what I want.
Yep.
So
yeah.
We'll keep this going, and we'll see if you have a change of heart in a week. How's that?
Well, I don't think it's going to happen, but you can try.
This guerrilla marketing strategy is just beginning, sir.
You're going to feel the pressure, Doug.
Well, and Ryan, you see what else happens on your Facebook page. It won't be pretty. The same happened to mine, and that's why we're in this situation.
I don't think it could be any worse. It's like a dump on my Facebook page.
I was trying to pay tribute to you, and now I've destroyed your family life. I apologize for that.
No, it's okay. I'm pretty tough. I can handle it. I can take it. Boys, I'm going to leave you there because although this is a lot of fun, and we're going to have a lot more fun with it, got to get these loans locked. I got to get people to the closing table today. That's how I pay the bills. I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Got a question on billboards. Apparently, I can sell those now.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, on your mortgage, we'd love to talk to you today. 314-781-9700. 781-9700. You can always apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. My company's the Home Loan Expert LLC. Boys, thanks for letting me jump on with you this morning. Have a wonderful day. I'm going to hang up and listen now.
There he is.
Hi.
A great patriot, Ryan Kelly, who says this is just the beginning of his campaign to let dotum experience liberation.
Well, the only thing I can think of is taking a page out of the book of our probable next president. I guess I could be bought off.
Is that Donald or is that...
No, that'd be Hillary.
Jill Stein, guest last week.
Mm-hmm. I guess I don't see anything else changing.
You said 12... heads of serpents would get the job?
I offered that, and he didn't come through on that. Bring me the heads of 12 dead serpents, and he didn't do that.
Ryan Kelly can apply pressure, though.
Yeah.
And he's asking you to revisit.
He's asking right now. Sooner or later, your head's going to be in a vice, and he's going to be telling you.
Yeah.
Well,
your eyes popping out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All I can do, I know that I'm on the right side of history. As long as I'm on the side that says, you know, watch what you say. Don't be so vile. Don't be so mean-spirited. Don't be so nasty. I feel good about my position.
Guys, Christopher Cross is a mainstay of the yacht rock genre, which I imagine Doug and I are listening to as we engage in mutual bunghole bleaching sessions
hey.
In a cabana at the Lake of the Ozarks. That comes from Survey 1215.
He's new, and he's also been suspended. Survey, did you say 1215,
yeah.
Tim?
Yeah, that's specific.
Survey 1215.
Guys, Plowboy should have a food strike on the billboard till Dotem is freed. That's from 618 Nate. Plow Marlin, are you interested in having a hunger strike on the billboard?
Hell no. I would be dead.
What if we got you the PlayStation up there?
Put a bag of Thai stick up there.
Yeah, well, the more high you get, the more hungry you get as well.
Think
so if you
it.
Did do that, so hashtag think about it. Thank you, Misty. So I would not be interested, no. Although everything has a price. And if you get a GoFundMe account and there's a couple G's, you know I'm down for the
well,
cause.
You do love those GoFundMe accounts.
I'm just throwing it out there. It's just a bat signal for all the listeners.
Don't say a couple of G's.
How about this? Tim will give you $250, a bag of Doritos, and a... Someone else will handle the smokes for you, get you up there, and you have a little strike.
Deal.
That's what I thought.
You would do that for $250?
I'd do it right now, Doug.
Wow.
You would?
I could chain
how
myself
days?
Up to the top of that. Hopefully it'd be hours, but maybe a day. I mean, I have to, like, go to work and have to do things. Actually, never mind. I don't really do anything.
You have Billy G's tonight?
No, I'm not there till I got a third day fries bin Satter's bat.
Okay. Mm. No Sunday, though.
Well, that's up in the air. Schedules have not came out for that.
Ooh.
So it's a wild card,
that
Doug.
Brunch.
Okay.
Up there for that brunch.
You know what? If we got this kid up on the billboard with some sort of strike, we get all the television stations out there to cover him. We've had experience with that from our old station.
That's right. It was huge for us.
You're
it
not going
to put us over the top.
You're not going to suspend the Plowboy from this billboard. You're not going to do that to him.
Why?
Well, because it could be life-threatening.
Well, we build
yeah,
a
but we'll have
platform.
Him sign a waiver. It'll be fine.
Well, Doug, I don't have to be up there that long. That's strictly up to you.
Wow.
Because you're the one to free him.
Understand
so if you don't,
this.
If there's a lightning strike.
He can't be free.
My death will be on your hands, sir.
Wow. And you know what I'll do? I'll fashion some sort of harness and pulley system to make sure you're safe.
Yeah, we'll build it out of strap-ons.
Ah.
I was thinking belts and suspenders, but...
Hey, Plow Strike, why don't you contact the Missouri football team to help you with your hunger strike? Thanks. That's from Nomar Asplay. I wonder if he's related to...
Gar Shapiro?
All right.
Could be.
Tim, if you read my text, I'll give Doug a handy. That's from the 314. Doug, we're broadcasting from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Gateway, the sponsor of our live stream on InsideSTL.com and on the app. And the place that I recommend you go to get your cars or to get your car fixed, it's Gateway Buick GMC. They're having a huge summer sell-down event. All remaining 2016 vehicles must go. This means huge savings. If you're shopping for a new vehicle, take $11,000 off MSRP on both the 2016 Buick Enclave and the 2016 GMC Sierra 1500. These vehicles will not last long, so take advantage. While inventory remains, visit Gateway Buick GMC in Hazelwood off I-270 McDonald Boulevard or shop online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Support the sponsors, and the sponsors will reward you by buying billboards to get Dotem freed.
Well.
Support the sponsors. Without the sponsors, we go away. Can you imagine if we went away?
I can certainly imagine that.
Wait.
You know, there's certain things you dream about, but Wait. You know that it's not necessarily going to become a reality.
Wait.
You dream of this show going away?
Well,
what kind
I dream
of dream
of,
is
like
that?
A real,
that's a nightmare for St. Louis.
I dream Thank of you. A real career, a real job.
You have one.
A real...
You're a media member.
9 to 5, Monday to Friday job. A real job where you know, you do something. You roll up your shirt sleeves and you get something done.
My guess is that most of those office jobs, you're not doing a heck of a lot.
That's the kind
you're
of job I'm
the
looking
fan
for.
Pin.
Yeah.
It's the kind of job I'm looking for.
Well, you just said you want a job where you do a lot and you roll
up my sleeve and look like I'm doing a lot and not necessarily have to do it.
Then go to lunch.
That'd be all right. And then break early.
Biff is sending in pictures of women building bikini pyramids on his yacht. Not too bad. This Biff guy's got it all figured out.
He really does.
Take a look at it. There it is.
You see what I got going there?
That's Biff sending that in from his yacht.
That's his yacht.
He balls hard, man. He balls hard.
When we went there, he had people come and prepare us breakfast.
Yeah. this Biff's got it all figured out. And he was right over your shoulder at the Hot Shots on Manchester.
Yeah, he gave me the tuna fish in the magazine with Hillary Clinton's picture on it. That was destroyed.
Yeah, I noticed you ripped that up.
Right, yes, I did.
Start of the broadcast.
He said he's going to have us over there again sometime here.
And we are going to be broadcasting another TMA Live from Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. We go to the east side on Thursday, August 18th. Wow, wow, wow. What will the listeners have up their sleeves for Thursday, August 18th? We'll find out. It'll be at O'Fallon, Illinois' Hot Shots. Doug, as this traveling circus just makes its way around the greater metropolitan area.
Okay.
What?
Where is that in O'Fallon?
Next to that thing, by the place. Right by the place? Yeah, you know it.
Behind the shrub.
I've been to O'Fallon a few times.
Hot Shots in O'Fallon. Hot Shots is a sponsor of our Cardinal Report, and it's time for that with Rick Hummel.
This Cardinal Report is brought to you by Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Bring your Cardinals ticket stub to any of the 12 area Hot Shots locations the day after a home victory and get 25% off any menu item.
The big man will score!
Plus, if you swipe your Hot Shots MVP card, you'll be entered in their first pitch sweepstakes for a chance to throw out the first pitch at an upcoming Cardinals game.
And joining us right now, brought to you by Hot Shots with our Cardinal Report, ladies and gentlemen, the Hall of Famer, Rick Hummel. Good morning, Commish.
Hi, sirs. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much. Cardinals now begin a stretch of 9 games against teams that are certainly struggling in 2016 and will only struggle more after the trading deadline. 3 against the Reds in Cincinnati, then 6 at home against the Braves in Cincinnati, but they'll be doing it without Aledmys Diaz. Your thoughts on the difficulty the Cardinals will have in replacing what Diaz has been able to do as he goes on the DL for 15 days, and John Mozeliak saying yesterday most likely longer than that.
Well, from start to finish, I guess this year he's been their best player, considering Carpenter's been out for almost a month now, and Piscotty has tapered off, so this is their MVP probably. However, by the end of the week, you may have the starting infield that you expected to have when spring training began. Carpenter third, Peralta short, Wong at second, and Adams at first, or Moss, whoever. So you are going to have the same club you thought you were going to have when the season started, so that part isn't all that bad. Diaz is going to be missed, but that's why you have all these other guys. They have a lot of good players. Now, he's a really good player. Really good players are harder to replace than just good players. So it's going to be till September 1st, at least, before we see him.
Any word on Trevor Rosenthal and when he's getting the word on that second opinion?
I've not heard that, Kat. I'm kind of wondering if he's not going to be out till at least September 1st, too. I don't know that... Well, you don't know, but I mean, he could theoretically go down and pitch into minor leagues while he's on the disabled list on the rehab option if he makes that much progress, kind of like Maness did. This is different than Maness, I think. This is a little more serious.
What do you think of the acquisition of Zach Duke? How much will he help?
I don't know. I didn't like him all that much as a starter, but I see watching some film that he's dropped down and he's become a better version of Randy Choate, it looks like. So that might help. He can also get right-handed hitters out. So I think any depth they can add to their bullpen is good. I hated to see Charlie Tilson go. He's one of the few guys that had any speed in the organization. You've traded speed, and you've traded a center fielder who might actually catch a ball once in a while, too, you know.
Yeah, I saw where the White Sox are planning to put him right to the major leagues and maybe as a starter.
Well, he's hitting .282 with speed from AAA. That talks like big league talent to me. I don't know if he's a center fielder. Maybe he might be more of a left fielder, but they can afford to do that. They're out of the race. And he's a local kid, so that's something for them to have, a local player. They don't have all that many local players on their club either.
So with the addition of Duke and Moss coming off, DL Peralta coming off, at some point Diaz will be back, hopefully sooner than later. Matt Carpenter, supposedly Friday when the Cardinals turn. They're going to have to get rid of some guys that have been getting quite a bit of playing time, right?
Well, at least one. The moves today should be, a couple of them should be fairly easy. Keke Effer will surely go down for Duke. Jerome Williams, who contributed 4 nice innings the other day, I don't think they need 13 pitchers anymore right now, so he could go out for, let's say, Moss, and you've got Peralta coming on for Diaz. So those three are probably fairly easy ones. Now when Carpenter comes back, then you have one guy who's had some playing time, and they have a whole potload of outfielders. One of those outfielders, whether it's either Pham, Hazelbaker, or even Grichuk, will go down then.
I guess even if the Cardinals didn't do a whole lot at the trade deadline, at least Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, and Cincinnati were all clearly sellers, and they got a lot of games coming up against those teams, so the trade deadline worked well kind of in an indirect way.
Well, exactly, Doug. Although Jay Bruce will show up here in about 3 weeks with the Mets now. They're not done playing them yet, so there is that to deal with. All the competitors, all the other players in the division at least, other than the Cubs, weaken themselves. So, yeah, that's a good time. They have 13 games with the Reds. They have only six left with Milwaukee, and they have only, I think, two series left with the Pirates, too. So there isn't as many. But the Reds are the team that might be the team that dictates where the Cardinals finish is how they do against them. They've done well against the Reds over the last 4 or 5 years when the Reds had all their players. So now that the Reds don't have all their players, they should be able to put a good, pretty good whipping on them there.
So you like the Cardinals' chances of nailing down a wild card? It's looking remote that they can possibly catch the Cubs now, eight games out at this
point. I never thought they were going to catch the Cubs anyway, but they still have to try. They have the number of games left with them to do it. They have 10. What if they went 8-2 or something like that, which is unlikely, but it's still out there. They have a good chance to make the playoffs. Here's Miami only half game ahead of them now and having two more with the Cubs. You're probably in a position now where you almost, if you're a Cardinal fan, root for the Cubs to beat Miami just to knock them back a little bit. I think the Cardinals still have a better club than Miami, especially in the rotation. Miami's making trades. They acquire starters, and they trade them back to the other guys a week later.
It's nice if you can pull that off. As soon as he gets hurt, ship him back.
Yeah.
I like the pickup of Duke because I think I agree with John Mozeliak when he said the number one need was trying to solidify that bullpen. And since Duke has become a bullpen guy, you know, as a starter, he wasn't as effective. But as a bullpen guy, he's been really good. And as you say, he can get righties out and lefties, and he makes appearances. I mean, he's a guy who can take the ball quite a bit.
Yeah, from the sixth inning on, you should be okay when you have him. Broxton, Segrist, and even I think Maness and Bowman and Lyons have all been good enough to figure in there too. So they really don't have any glaring weaknesses in their bullpen. They don't have any glaring weaknesses on their club, really. They should be all right for the haul here, other than to survive Diaz's loss, which is considerable.
You know what gets me though. I mean, and it's been an ongoing thing, defense, and we were talking to Gould about it. I don't know if it's guys rotating positions and, you know, playing here one night and there another night, but the defense is something that they've got to tighten up.
I would put Grichuk in center field and leave him there. And Pham and Hazelbaker are your extra players, whether one's in Memphis or both in Memphis or whatever. Grichuk is their best defensive center fielder. They ought to have enough offense to carry him, bat him eighth or seventh, whatever it is. I trust him more out there than anybody else. He's more of a take-charge guy. He's got a better arm. He's a lot better outfielder. And I know why he's not playing, because he's striking out every time he's up there. But look at Tommy Pham's numbers, 42 strikeouts and 100 at-bats. That's way ahead of Grichuk's pace.
And Colton Wong has been starting to find it offensively. And I wonder when the guys come back and, you know, we see Carpenter at second base, if he's there. It's going to be slim pickings for Colton, and I think they like what he's doing right now.
Well, I know Mike promised Carpenter that if he switched to second base, he'd keep him there the rest of the year, but these are exigent circumstances now where I think if he asked him again, would you go back to third for the next month or so, I think he would do it. Then you could have him at third and Wong at second, and that would solve that problem then.
Why do you think Grichuk has struggled so much this year? Everybody had him penciled in for 30 home runs and about 80 RBIs this year. Or maybe not everybody, but a lot of people thought he certainly had that kind of potential, and we really haven't seen much of it. Why do you think that is?
I guess it's a lot of it is just strike zone recognition. He gets himself behind in counts, swinging at bad balls, and he'll take good pitches. Every now and again he comes out of it. Right after he came back from Memphis this last time, he had a 9-game hitting streak, and everybody said, well, okay, he's back. Well, now, unfortunately, he's back to where he was before that. And I understand it's hard now when he's not playing much, but I think the time for him is to go out there now. Now, there is one other alternative here for the immediate future, is that Cincinnati ballpark is fairly small, so you could put Piscotty in center, and if Moss is running all right, you can put him in right field, although having him in right and Holliday in left is a little risky, but you could do that. If you didn't want to play Grichuk in center field or any of those other guys either.
And what about Hazelbaker? Because I get the sense defensively he's better than he's shown. He's had some good moments and some not so good moments defensively.
Well, he and Pham have almost run together about three times now since they've been playing left and center, respectively. I know it's hard, but they played together in the minor leagues. It isn't like they never played together before. They were on the same team in the minors for a while, this year and last year. So, I don't know. I do like him. He's a left-handed bat, and he's got some speed. And Tommy Pham has some speed, too, as he showed scoring from first base on that double by Piscotty the other day, plus beating out the double play, which kept the inning alive. So he's got some skills there, too. But their outfielding has been, especially in Pham's case, has been disappointing.
Yeah, and that play in Miami, that he's got to either not call the ball or get there, don't you think? Hazelbaker pulled up, and Pham had to be screaming at him, or he wouldn't have done that, I'm assuming.
Well, Tommy said in the paper to Derek that he was not calling for the ball. Well, that's fine, but then when you don't have any communication, both guys are going for the ball, and one's not back and the other one up. If one outfielder had been a step or two behind the first one, they could have held that ball to a single. The guy's at third base, and the game's still going on.
Yeah, it's just so unusual for a Cardinal team to struggle so mightily defensively when that's been one of the hallmarks of their success over the years.
Well, that's why I'd put Grichuk out there. I find less issue with him in center field, and they're all all three of these guys were striking out, especially Pham and Grichuk. Let's go with the better defense.
You don't think there's any chance that Grichuk is the guy that ends up going down?
Well, sure there's a chance. Unless you're going to use him every day, he should go down. But I think he should be used every day.
And Garcia continues to get a lot of chances to play, and he's been a pleasant surprise, hasn't he?
He has been. That ball he hit the other day in Miami at 418 feet. I didn't see that coming. He's been excellent on defense for the most part, too, which was not one of his hallmarks last year. And no matter what happens with all these roster maneuvers, he's here.
Rick Hummel, the Post-Dispatch, and CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, brought to you by Hot Shots, with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Commission, we appreciate the time.
All right, Tim, thank you.
Thank you. Rick Hummel with us here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Audio Express, a great sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Audio Express has all kinds of gadgets for you. In this day and age of advanced technology, there is just no need to ever get into a hot car, truck, or SUV again. Visit your friends at Audio Express and find out just how easy and affordable it is to cool down your ride before it's time to get in a drive by adding a remote start system. Audio Express offers the best name brands in auto start and security, as well as the best, most affordable installation in town. Like Code's top-selling remote start system, you pay just $129, and they professionally install it just for $1 more. Or go with Viper's top-selling remote start for $149 installed for $1. Or what about an alarm with two-way pager and built-in auto start for just $199 installed? For over 40 years, Audio Express has been the leader in auto security and remote start. Check out AudioExpress.com for more deals today. Audio Express. We will take your calls at 314-880-0808, the Appliance Discounter phone lines. We will take your emails the morning after at InsideSTL.com, and we will take your texts at 314-880-0808. Doug, it was unbelievable last night as The Bachelorette came to a conclusion. Did you happen to watch it?
Oh, sure, watched it.
Absolutely. JoJo choosing the brother of Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. To be her gentleman lover. Take a listen. It's Maggie O'Brien.
This is
audio.
Happening.
Yeah. It's real. It's been real. I love you so much. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Joelle Hannah Fletcher. Will you marry me?
Yes. Oh, my God. I
give me that hand. Yes. Give me that hand. Oh, I'm shaking.
I'm
Let me see how you get it on.
Oh, I love it. I love you.
I love you so much.
Oh. My God, when you just said this.
Wow. Did you get emotional there, honestly?
I didn't, really.
I did.
You started crying.
Anna Marie grabbed my hand. I grabbed her hand, and we started making out, and it was done in an ironic, hipster kind of makeout session, like we're having some delicious craft beer or something while we were doing it. And then to add to the facetious nature, I began to act like I was pleasuring myself. And then she goes, oh, you're ruining it. Mm. And I thought, I thought we were just having fun anyway, so I thought I would add to it. Mm. And then we went back in and made out again, all while watching.
It's a lot to know about that situation.
Jordan Rodgers and JoJo. And I think it's funny because her name is JoJo, and then the first two letters of his name, J-O as well. So it's Joe. That's awesome.
Oh, Maybe that's why she picked him. I thought she was going to pick Jordan right from the get-go. Every time they'd have a rose ceremony, Tim, he'd be the first to call.
It seemed like it.
That's the tip-off.
What do you think of his hair?
I wish I had that hair myself.
Yeah, I'd like it too.
Good for you girls. I like when you guys have a little workshop on this. Good for you gals.
You didn't watch the show? What'd you watch instead?
Cardinal recap from Miami win against Jose Fernandez.
Yeah. Boy, you missed out on a wonderful love story.
I was on a phone call, and I came downstairs, and Anna Marie had already started watching it. And I was like, yes, it's 10 minutes of this I don't have to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And then when anytime they go to meet the wonderful Neil Lane.
Oh, yeah, with the rings.
I say, I grab the remote, and I go, we just fast forward through this part. I mean, it's an infomercial. I understand Neil Lane's strategy. Totally get it. Every time the person proposes, there's the Neil Lane tight shot on the bottom. Yeah. I get it all. I don't want to watch it. No, Anna Marie wanted to watch it. And so I rewarded her by a makeout session in which I acted. And I want to make this clear. I acted as if I was pleasuring myself during the makeout session.
I had not heard the name Neil Lane before. Is that a national...
What's Chasey Lane?
Is that a national jewelry store line or something? Is that
He has a kiosk at Crestwood Mall.
No, that's been shut down for a long time. They're actually finally starting to knock the place down after a long time.
Building the Wiffle Ball Field,
doing
right?
next to nothing over there. I just thought, is that somebody I should know? You know, he's not... Now you have a friend in the diamond business.
That's right.
He's not the Joe Shane or whatever Shane's name was.
Johnny Shane.
So who is Neil Lane?
And he owns a jewelry store. He has a kiosk at the Ultra Mall.
No, it's got to be more than that. So he obviously paid product placement. He obviously paid a lot of money to be that guy.
You don't know that.
Maybe they just
like him a lot.
Oh, I think he probably paid for it. And he looks just happy as can be. He's only too happy to help the young bachelors.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. It's for ladies.
Doug, here's Bachelor Chad giving his thought on who should be the next Bachelor. This is on the Plowhawks. Maggie O'Brien's Fun with Audio.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Look, I just want to say something. Obviously, there's... there's probably a lot of people out there that probably think I'm a bad guy just because, you know, the way I was on the show. And, you know, when you watch Bachelor in Paradise, obviously you're probably going to even amplify, I think, the same thing or even worse. I made some mistakes. I think that a lot of people, you know, they deserve love. And, you know, I think that I, as well as other people, deserve love. And so I think maybe I deserve to be the next Bachelor.
What does everyone else think?
Yeah, what do y'all think? Chad is the Bachelor?
Who's cheering?
Doug?
I think he just might be, just because he has a big personality.
You think he's tough?
No, a lot of people.
He's a lot of protein.
A lot of people hated him. He's violent. He's mean spirited. But because he's got a big personality, he might be someone that can carry.
He's
that
handsome
show.
Guy. I'm just asking.
Well, I guess.
Just asking. They usually like a handsome guy to be the.
Yeah, I guess he could fit the mold there. You got to do about 500 interviews to pull that show off from start to beginning. Beginning to end, so it's got to be somebody willing to sit there.
What if they did
feelings
like
out every 5 minutes?
Like a different version for older folks, like Bachelor, the geezer version, and you were the Bachelor. You're married, but just for the show, would you do it? Not trying to find love, but just trying to make some money on the side?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to consider it.
Wondering if you can come bottom for the Bachelor.
See, no.
Well, how about this?
Your word, sir.
How about this? Like, Estelle Getty seems like a lovely woman. How did your date in the...
Fantasy Suite.
Fantasy Suite go?
Did you get that A card?
I don't kiss and tell, fellas.
But, you know, one of the things that I feel like has been a cloud over this season of The Bachelorette is Jordan Rodgers revealing that he and Aaron Rodgers, the Plowboys quarterback, don't have a good relationship, which I thought was the right thing to do, to discuss family business on a reality show.
Sure.
And after the show, they have the final rose presentation with Chris Harrison, friend of this show. And Chris Harrison did his journalistic duties by asking Jordan if things had gotten better with Green Bay Packers quarterback and his brother, Aaron Rodgers.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
We're talking about the rift with you and your brother, Aaron. Has anything come of that? Because you know, you and I have talked about this, and I said, you know, maybe something good will come of this, and hopefully maybe some, you know, things could be mended. And has anything changed?
Anything with my family, it's JoJo has been a part of my family, and any conversations we have about that moving forward are with us and about us, and we're excited about starting that journey with our families. I'll be in Dallas closer to her family, and So we're ready for that.
Have you been introduced to Aaron yet or no?
It's not the focus for us right now. It's about us.
They're like their political candidates.
I just thought after the show, like you and I had talked about this, I thought, you know what? The way you handled it, I thought was class. And hopefully Aaron can make it to the wedding. That would be a grand entrance.
You got to get a date first.
Yes.
We're good.
Okay, I can add to this. I have some news on this. First off, what wouldn't bring a brother and another brother together than one exploiting his name on some reality show?
I agree with you. Mm-hmm.
But someone has stepped forward, and Lynn Dickey will serve as this guy's best man.
Another
at the
former
marriage.
Packer quarterback.
And he said, my brother's dead to me, now Lynn Dickey is my brother.
Jordan never really exploited his brother. He never really talked about it. They kept asking him questions about
but
it,
that's
but
why
he never
there.
Brought it up. I don't know that that's why he's there.
You he had a nice win over Missouri in 2012 with Vanderbilt. Zach Stacy.
He never made a big deal. Just like he didn't in the show there. They
I'm
asked him about
he,
it, and he
I'm
talked
not saying
around
he
it.
Did, but the fact of who he is will probably get you in the door of a reality show, don't you think? I mean, unless you're a total zero.
I don't know. Maybe.
You don't think that helps?
They haven't, tried to exploit that with anybody else over the years. They've not tried to get the siblings or sons and daughters.
I'm not saying they tried, but this guy, you know, applies for the show, and I'm sure that as they have thousands of resumes that they go through or whatever, they pick this guy up and put him in the stack.
And knowing Aaron Rodgers' personality, I like to say I know his personality well enough. I think Jordan is just jealous about his NFL success. You can kind of tell how he talks about it. Maybe I'm wrong, but that would be my guess.
Looked like he was fine with everybody else in the family. And everyone else in the family was fine with Jordan.
Yeah, the common denominator is there's only one NFL quarterback in the family, and he doesn't get along with them.
Wouldn't you have thought when they had that hometown date that Aaron Rodgers could have just popped in there and said, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. Wouldn't you think?
He's too busy throwing 50-yard bombs to Jordy Nelson.
Not at the time that they taped this.
You never know. They
might
could
be with that Olivia Munn.
Or maybe he's like, I don't want to be on your reality show.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Not participating in this. Well, like if my sister said she wanted to be on a reality show, I'd go, oh, crap. I don't know how I'd handle that.
No, but it's such a popular thing. Half the country's talking about it.
I know, but not necessarily in a positive way.
But he could have smoothed out a lot of things if he just showed up and put a smile on his face and said, yeah, everything's fine. We're fine. I suspect everything would have ended. How come you don't get along with Aaron? Now that he probably faces that question all the time now.
I don't think Aaron cares.
I think he could have put an end to it.
By being on the thing that maybe he wasn't on board with to start with? Okay, I'll come on the reality show. That's what the producers wanted. That's why you're on the show.
Well, not to do it for the producers, but just for his brother.
I know the Penguin wouldn't do that for me.
Well, because you're mean-spirited at times.
Wow, wow, wow.
You accuse everyone of being mean-spirited.
Well, when they are.
Except
yeah.
you.
No,
you're
I'm
always
not
nice. You're always nice.
I'll send your emails, 314-880-0808. So you can text and you can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Doug, it's Big Al.
Hello, Al. Hello, Big
Al. Hey, boys, I got an update, too. Eddie Lee Ivory said that he's coming whether... Aaron Rodgers comes or not.
Really?
And David Weihert, too. I'm adding to that.
Oh, Frank. Hey, Big Al, I was hurt and saddened.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Cat. Be quiet, you guys. It's Cat. Okay.
Where are you? Cat. What are you doing?
I got a big audience here. Go ahead.
Who is it?
We got a whole bunch of people around the neighborhood, and we gather around out here in Lake St. Louis and listen to the show.
Sorry.
Okay.
I was saddened by the news that, and at least as these guys tell it, you were booed at our event at Hot Shots. Is that true? And how did that make you feel?
Yeah, it's half and half. It's the audience is half and half. In you know, you got Timmy, and then you got Barlow leaning towards the Democrats. So that's their group, and then of course the righteous people like me, you, and Doug. Have the right kind of thinking people, and I guess because Ken, I had H4P on my shirt, which means Hillary for prison. That kind of set him off a little bit on my shirt, so I don't really care. We had a good time, so half of them booed me, and the other half were cheering me and buying me drinks. And at the